continue our devotional in April. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 40. I will not read all those verses as we just look at a passage or look at that passage. There's, you know, things in there that we might want to pull out, maybe discuss a little bit. As you read through the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. It's pretty messy. It is confused. There's a lot of different things that are happening, and so God is just going to allow him to share things that hopefully will bring order back to the local church. Hopefully it'll take away from the desire of, look at all of our spiritual gifts and look at me, and we can do these things, back to eventually, if you continue on, you're going to get to 1 Corinthians 15, where the gospel is the most wonderful thing. That is the priority. And so as you kind of, you know, look through these verses, it's clear that Paul, with the power of the Holy Spirit, says, hey guys, look, if there's going to be people speaking tongues, there has to be an interpreter. And that maybe, you know, two or three of them, you know, might be enough for that meeting. Let two or three prophesy, let two or three talk about the truth of the scripture. So you kind of get a little bit of an idea of the order of what that service was going to look like. And so trying to balance that all out, you know, you have this passage in here where it says, let your women keep silent in the church, for they are not permitted to speak, for they to be submissive, as also the law says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in a church, which is, in our culture, comes across as pretty harsh. But as doing some reading, the culture at Corinth, the women were not allowed to approach men in public, to speak to them, or not, maybe not speak is not the right word, but they were not to engage with them in the culture outside of their home. And so one of the commentaries I was reading was like, well, all right, the women have found the gospel, so there's a newfound freedom. So, okay, we can't talk to them culturally outside, but man, inside of the church, maybe now we get a voice and now we get opportunity to speak to them. And so Paul makes that clear that, hey, this is something that we want to be different, and this is what we want to happen inside of this local church. If you look at the end of verse or chapter 14, verse 40, let all things be done decently and order. So church at Corinth, here are some things that you need to consider. If someone's going to speak in tongues, that's okay. We need to have an interpreter. We have somebody else that's going to come teach the truth of the scriptures, what you might have of that scroll. Let's take that out. Let's talk about that. Let's discuss that. Here's what God is saying to us. And those, you know, where there's an opportunity where women to step in and say, okay, look, here's my voice, my opportunity. And Paul's encouraging them to say, no, that's not how we want this to operate. And so, but we want it all to be done decently and in order. And so that's what was a little bit of the background as you look at the church at Corinth, an opportunity for them to receive God's word. I'm sure it was very controversial. It wasn't like they were high-fiving each other and said, oh, yes, this is wonderful. It was going to call them to live differently, to set themselves down and let the gospel be elevated, not celebrate the things that they might see that that is important rather than they in the gospel. And so I know a lot of times that's hard as we go forward, keeping the main thing the main thing. How do we do Bible Fellowship Church as a family decent and in order? And so thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have. And so I know your lives are busy. I know there's a lot going on. So let me just close our time in prayer. Thank you for joining us for our Let's Talk ministry. Jesus, we need you today and we love you. And we want to say thank you for giving us life today. And so as we go about our day, we do need your wisdom. We do need your strength. And we need to follow what you say to us. And so I know a lot of times that goes against what we're thinking and what we're feeling. So we ask, Lord, that you would just be the comfort of our heart and soul as we go forward, that we would run to you well as we face the things that come our way. And may you be our sufficiency. May you be our hope. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.